It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
I need a guideline on how to eat non-GMO food, especially when grocery shopping. Well, today's guest, Melissa Diane Smith, she's a cutting-edge, internationally known food author, is about to tell us four ways to avoid GMO foods. Melissa, quickly remind us why our kitchens should be filled with non-GMO food.
Genetically modified foods are laboratory-created products that don't benefit us consumers in any way. Instead, they just set us and our environment up for risk. And probably the most concerning to people is how they might affect human health based on what we've seen in animal studies. And as I said, animal studies show everything from infertility to gastrointestinal problems to immune system problems. So there's a growing movement to want to avoid these foods.
Well, this kind of information certainly should stir that on amongst all of us. Thank heavens you've written the book, Going Against GMOs. Anybody can find that on Amazon and lots of places. I have it right here, and it's just loaded with information. And we just want to give you the good news of how you can. It is possible. You don't have to be a victim of non-GMO food industry. So, Melissa, what is tip number one, guideline number one that you propose that we do?
Well, guideline number one is to buy organic. Look for that USDA organic label. It means products must be produced without the use of GMOs and also without irradiation, sewage sludge, antibiotics, chemical fertilizers, and pesticides. So buying organic food is not only a good way to avoid GMOs, but it's also better for the environment and farm workers who grow our foods. And we know it's lower in pesticides and has a range of beneficial antioxidants that are substantially higher than in conventional foods. One important point to keep in mind about organic, though, is some genetically modified crops, such as corn, can easily spread through wind drift and contaminate organic crops. And organic certification does not require testing for GMOs. So for something like corn, you're going to want to try to choose products that have both the USDA organic label and the non-GMO project verified label, which has a little butterfly in a box on it. Non-GMO project verified label means that that product has completed a review process by the non-GMO project third-party program for GMO avoidance. But the key thing to know here is that the process includes testing of at-risk ingredients. So the two seals together give you extra insurance, especially for the crops that we know tend to be genetically modified foods like corn.
That's fantastic information to know. So we're looking for those seals in the front of the package. And my understanding is because so far we still don't have a GMO labeling law in effect. So if you turn the package around and read the ingredients, if the seals aren't on the front, they won't necessarily have to say it in the back if they have used genetically modified corn or not. Now, I've seen across the country lots of news pieces about different states trying to get those labeling laws into effect. Can you give us the latest on what's going on and if we can have hope for seeing those things on the labels anytime soon?
Well, I'll tell you, there are a lot of states that have come forth with GMO labeling initiatives in the last year or two, but even this year, they're proposing, new states are proposing them. However, many people who want to avoid them think that they have to wait for labeling. We don't have to wait. We have the information we need right now. We just have to become smart about how to do that. Just like people didn't know how to eat gluten-free, but they learned how way before labeling came, that's exactly what we need to do with eating non-GMO. And really, it's just learning the tricks of the trade. That's what my book is all about. We've covered a couple of those guidelines, looking for organic and non-GMO project verified seals on packages, but it's really, really important to understand the 9 genetically modified crops currently on the market. I mean, most people simply aren't aware of them, and you just have to learn them and know them by heart. I try to teach it that there are 3 C's, 2 S's, an A, a P, and a Y, and a Z, and those genetically modified crops in that order are corn, canola, and cottonseed, sugar beet, and soybeans, alfalfa, papaya, and yellow squash, and zucchini. Once you know the foods and products that are usually genetically engineered, then you just have to become knowledgeable about what kinds of foods contain those ingredients. Corn, for example, can show up as corn syrup, corn oil, corn starch in most processed foods. And it takes a little getting used to, but one easy way to do that is to follow my Eat GMO Free Challenge, which provides a tip a day on how to avoid GMO foods for 31 days. That challenge is in my book, and it's also on my website. So you can learn it, and literally within a month, you can learn how to take most of the GMOs out of your diet.
Boy, within a month sounds really good. Let me just go over this again, because it's impactful. Corn, I think, is easy. There's so many corn products. I think that's one of the easiest ones to remember. Canola, if you're using canola oil, watch out for that. Cottonseed, how do we see cottonseed in food, Melissa?
It's primarily in cottonseed oil. Some nuts are roasted in cottonseed oil, for example. And let me just also say that in terms of sugar beets, they can show up as beet sugar on labels, and also in virtually all foods that contain just sugar, because sugar is almost always a combination of sugar from sugar beets and also sugar from sugar cane. So it's likely to contain genetically modified sugar in it. Soybeans can show up as everything from tofu to soybean oil to lecithin. Those are the big 5, corn, canola, cottonseed, sugar, and soybeans. And those are the ones you're going to tend to find in processed foods really strongly.
You mentioned alfalfa also. That one also kind of on its own, or something you find in the mix of other foods?
Alfalfa can be something like alfalfa sprouts in our food, but it often is fed to livestock. So if you're trying to buy your meat from a producer, directly a farmer, you need to ask them, well, are these animals being fed corn or soy and also alfalfa? And if they say yes to any of those, you have to ask, what is it genetically modified? That tends to be more where it tends to hide, is alfalfa.
Wow. So, that's a great explanation. That really puts into perspective that not only the products on the shelf that necessarily have that ingredient list, but we should also be looking at our animal protein and seeing what the sources are from there as well. So that's a real eye-opener that we have to just stay on top of this. And like you said, it does take a little getting used to, but with the help of your book, and just keeping in mind those 4 main foods that you want to also always avoid and look for the seal, then that's a good way to start and a good way to see some difference right away. So thank you, Melissa, so much. And everybody, to look for Melissa, go to melissadianesmith.com. And for the GMO-specific information, goingagainstgmos.com. Thank you, eat well, and stay well.